Welcome to D&B College. Today we're building a DJ intro in Ableton Live 12 that feels right at home in jungle and old school D&B. The goal here is not just to make a nice opening. We're making a proper mixing surface, something a DJ can blend on, something that hints at the tune's character without giving away the whole drop, and something that stays disciplined in the low end so the track can hit hard when the real groove arrives. For this style, the intro usually lives in the first 16, 32, or sometimes 64 bars. But today, keep it simple. Think in 16 or 32 bars. A 16-bar intro gets to the point fast. A 32-bar intro gives you more room for atmosphere, more break teasing, and a more classic old-school build. Start by deciding the length before you place a single sound. That matters more than people think. If you know the intro is 16 bars, every choice becomes tighter and more intentional. If it's 32, you can breathe a bit more and develop the phrase in stages. Either way, keep everything locked to the grid and think in clear 4-bar and 8-bar movements. D&B DJs are phrase readers. They hear structure very quickly. Now build the intro around a break fragment, not the full break with every hit blazing. Just the useful part. Keep the kick and snare backbone, leave some ghost notes if they help the shuffle, and remove anything that makes it feel too full too early. In Ableton, you can warp the break to lock it in, or use simpler if you want to slice it and rearrange the hits. What to listen for here is simple. Does the break suggest motion without taking over the whole room? If it already sounds like full energy, it's too much for an intro. You want the feeling of the groove arriving, not already being there in full force. A good starting move is to high pass the break lightly if needed, especially if you're planning to bring bass in later. Keep the muddy low mids under control too. If the break gets boxy, trim some of that 250 to 500 Hz area with EQ8. You can add a little bite with drum bus or saturator, but keep it modest. The intro should feel alive, not slammed. Next, create the bass tease. This is where the intro starts to get personality. In jungle and old school D&B, you often want either a filtered reese hint or a restrained sub pulse that suggests the drop without revealing the whole weapon. Load your bass sound in an instrument rack, operator, or wavetable, then shape it with auto filter. A useful move is to low pass the bass somewhere in the 200 to 800 Hz area, depending on how hidden you want it to feel. Keep the movement subtle. Keep it mostly mono. If you want a grimier tone, put saturator before the filter, add a little drive, maybe 2 to 6 dB, and then use a EQ8 afterward to clean up any harshness. What to listen for now is whether the bass feels like it's under the floorboards of the tune. It should be felt as pressure and identity, not sitting on top of the drums like a lead line. If you can already hum the whole bass line clearly, you may have exposed too much too early. At this point, choose the intro flavor. You've basically got two strong directions. One is atmospheric. That means more ambience, fewer drum hits, filtered bass, maybe a vinyl-style texture, a distant stab, or a pad bed. This works really well if your drop is dense or aggressive, because the intro creates contrast through space. The other is drum-led. That means the break fragment is there from the start. The rhythm is more obvious, and the bass tease appears early enough that the crowd knows what kind of tune this is. That's a classic jungle move. It feels direct, functional, and very DJ-friendly. If your tune is already heavy or full, lean atmospheric. If the track is about swing, movement, and underground drum pressure, go drum-led. Both can work. The key is knowing what the record needs. Now shape the drum hierarchy. This is where a lot of beginners overcook it. The intro needs layers, but it doesn't need clutter. Keep the order clear. The main break or core rhythm comes first. Then accents. Then ghost notes or hat textures. Then fills and turnaround hits. If needed, separate these into different tracks so you can control them properly. One track for the core break, one for top loop or hat texture, one for snare accents, one for fills. Use clip gain and track volume to keep the hierarchy intact. The main break should define the groove. The other layers should support it, not flatten it. You can clean top loops with EQ8, add a little glue with drum bus, and use a gentle glue compressor on the drum bus if it helps. But don't force it. If every layer is loud, the swing disappears and the intro becomes clutter instead of character. Why this works in D&B is pretty straightforward. The listener needs to feel the groove forming, not just hear lots of elements at once. In jungle and old school D&B, space is part of the energy. If you leave room, the drop feels bigger. If you crowd the intro, the payoff shrinks. Now place a phrase turn near the end of the intro. This is important. A DJ intro should not just loop politely until the drop shows up. It needs a clear shift that tells the mix, we're moving now. That turn can happen around bar 9, 17, or 25 depending on the layout. A 16-bar intro, bars 9 to 12 can reveal a little more of the tune, then bars 13 to 16 become the tension lane. In a 32-bar intro, let the section evolve more gradually and give the last 8 bars a stronger sense of arrival. Use one clean moment for the turn, a reversed cymbal, a snare pickup, a short break edit, a tiny tape stop feel if it fits the record. Keep it readable. The DJ should feel the change without having to study the waveform. What to listen for here is whether the intro is opening a door or just changing wallpaper. If the transition is too abrupt, it feels amateur. If it's too subtle, it gets lost in the mix. You want that sweet spot where the phrase change is obvious but still musical. After that, automate carefully. Don't automate everything. That's a common beginner trap. For a DJ intro, usually one main automation lane and one supporting one is enough. Filter cutoff is a great choice. Track level is another. Maybe a touch of reverb send on the last hit before the drop. That's often all you need. You can let the bass filter open gradually, maybe from a more hidden low-pass state toward a slightly more open tone in the final bars. Keep the movement small and controlled. You're building tension, not doing a festival riser. If you use reverb, keep it tight and club-friendly. You want shape, not wash. A really strong trick here is to check the intro at low volume. If the groove and phrase shape still make sense quietly, that means the arrangement is doing real work. That's a sign of a good DJ tool. It's not relying on loudness to feel exciting. Now bring the intro into context with a drop. This is where the whole thing either clicks or falls apart. Add the main drop drums, the main bass, and any lead or stab that defines the payoff. Then ask yourself a few simple questions. Does the intro leave enough space for the drop to feel bigger? Does the bass tease fight the drop bass? Does the drum energy make the arrival feel earned? If the drop feels weak, the intro is probably too full. If the drop feels disconnected, the intro might be too anonymous. The best intro sounds like the track has been locking in and then finally snaps into full power. And if the intro and drop feel like two different tracks, borrow one small identity marker from the drop. Maybe a muted version of the same bass tone. Maybe a shared snare texture. Maybe the same atmospheric bed. That tiny connection goes a long way. It makes the record feel coherent without giving everything away. Once the intro starts working, consider printing or freezing some of the detail. If you've got layered bass tease automation, a little reverse fill that lands perfectly, or a resampled texture that just has the right grime, bounce it to audio and move on. Don't let the intro become an endless edit session. Sometimes committing is what lets the track breathe. If you do that, keep a backup version on a second lane first, so you still have the original device chain or MIDI if you need it later. That way you stay flexible without losing the good idea. Before you finish, do a final DJ usability check. Keep the sub and main low bass mono. If the low end is spread wide, it'll sound impressive in headphones and messy on a system. Use utility if needed to collapse the low bass center. Clean muddy low frequencies out of the break with EQ8. Make sure the intro leaves enough space for another track's drums or bass to come in comfortably. A good finishing chain on the intro bus is usually simple. EQ8 for cleanup, maybe a touch of saturator for density, maybe glue compressor very lightly if the section needs a bit of cohesion. But remember, the intro does not need to be louder than the drop. It needs to be clear. A few extra pro moves can really help the style. Tiny filter movement often sounds better than huge modulation. Short ambience on textures, but dry drums, gives you that close and deep contrast that works so well in jungle. And if the tune feels too clean, a controlled bit of crunch on a copied layer can add that dusty old-school edge without ruining the mix. So here's the recap. Build the intro as a 16 or 32-bar phrase. Start with a break fragment, not the full break. Tease the bass with a filter. Keep the drum hierarchy clear. Add one readable phrase turn near the end. Automate only what matters. Check the handoff into the drop. Keep the low end disciplined and mostly mono. And make sure the intro feels like a DJ can actually mix on it. That's the real target. Functional first, musical second, flashy last. Now try the exercise. Build a 16-bar intro using one break source, one bass sound, and no more than two texture layers. Then make a second version with a more atmospheric 32-bar approach. Compare them. See which one leaves more room for mixing, and which one reveals more character. That contrast will teach you a lot. Keep it tight, keep it dark, and let the phrase do the talking.